At the corner of 16th and Georgetown, just west of Indiana's capital city, sets the most hallowed ground in all of motorsports. Today, those with a goal of someday achieving racing immortality as a champion at Indy take another important step forward. As part of the Mazda Road to Indy series, this is the Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100.
Today's Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100 is brought to you in part by Firestone, the official tire of the IndyCar series. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. By the Indy Racing Experience, the fastest seat in sports. By the National Guard, always ready, always there. By Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, accurate temperature with a gentle forehead scan. Available at your favorite local retailer. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. By Hinchman Racing Uniforms, nothing fits like a Hinchman. By Verizon Wireless, the official wireless supplier of the IndyCar series. By Sonex, for the best in car care products, go to sonexusa.com. By Chevrolet, find new roads. By Safety Clean, the official environmental service company of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And by the American Dairy Association. Winners drink milk. Now, here's your host, Mark James.
Ladder is defined as a series of ascending stages by which someone may advance or progress. 11 drivers have assembled this day to do just that. They are about to learn this last step may be the toughest, seemingly within their grasp, the Izod IndyCar Series, and the chance to compete among the world's greatest drivers. While the list of those who have completed that final step is growing with names like Newgarden, Hinchcliffe, Saavedra, Beatrice, and Indy 500 pole sitter Ed Carpenter, the list is even more lengthy with those whose road ended here. Hello, everyone. This is Mark James. We have assembled a talented group of broadcasters to bring you the sights and sounds of the Firestone Freedom 100 from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Among those joining me today, Dave Wilson. And Dave, Carburation Day just wrapped up. Final preparations for the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500. A couple of minor events. One of those we just saw, the number 8 machine of Ryan Briscoe, caught fire on the course as the session drew to a close. Also, a minor incident involving Anna Beatrice. Other than that, a lot of speed, a lot of drivers dialing it in for Sunday.
How about Simon Pagenaud, the Honda driver, quickest out there? And, of course, a lot of toes going on at 225.8 miles an hour. But great to see him up there. And one of the biggest surprises for me, Catherine Legg, eighth quickest on the day at 224.4 miles an hour. So a great job by her. Now, Pippa Mann, who will be joining us in a little bit here, kind of a rough day with her in that number 63 machine. We'll have to find out what's going on there. They didn't get a whole lot of laps, didn't find a lot of speed. But other than that, it takes my breath away watching these guys and gals as they dive those cars at 230 miles an hour into turn one. It's just an amazing sight.
We'll catch our collective breaths and prepare for the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500. We will do so by bringing you the Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100. And Dave, the Freedom 100 again this season features a young man doing the double.
Unbelievable. Carlos Munoz is Andretti Motorsports. What a dominating season this guy is having in the Firestone Indy Lights Series. You know, he's won the last two races, leading every lap. So, I mean, it'll be just what a change. If he'll start on the front row for the fifth straight time, which is an amazing accomplishment there, too. But, yeah, doing the double, Sebastian Saavedra did that last year. And this is a neat thing, and I think this is one of the things that this series needs. Is a lot of the Izod IndyCar guys, or having a handful of them, come down and run in this series. That gives the other drivers a benchmark to kind of run against, but also brings additional interest and attention to the series. So I think the guys doing the double, like Carlos is doing today, is a big step forward for him. But, you know, it's hard to believe it was 10 years ago, 2003, that Eddie Carpenter won the very first running of the Freedom 100 here, driving for A.J. Foyt, and he has started that tradition of a lot of the lights drivers moving up into the Izod IndyCar Series, and he will start on the pole. So hats off to Ed Carpenter in that racing, and again, just 10 years ago that he led and won that race for A.J. here.
Well, we don't want to put any pressure on Carlos Munoz, but the last time a Colombian started P2 at the Indianapolis 500, he won the race. We're talking about fellow countryman Juan Pablo Montoya.
166 out of 200 laps for he smoked him. Juan Pablo did, driving for Chip Ganassi, and I tell you, you know, driving when he starts on Sunday with Andretti Autosport, that team had five of their all five of their cars in the top five or the top nine in speed. So, Yeah, no pressure on him. He's got some big shoes to fill.
Well, once upon a time, a young man was a student at nearby Northwest High School here in the Speedway area. He played hooky and came to the Speedway.
Yeah.
Talking about Dave Wilson. The students of Indianapolis Ron Colley High School didn't have to do that today, Dave. They're going to witness the IMS debut of their classmate, Kyle O'Gara.
Amazing story. And, of course, he's related. His dad and his family, the O'Gara's, working with Sarah Fisher Hartman Racing. Of course, Sarah married Andy O'Gara, and I was in their garage area yesterday after Kyle had been out running, and he was very comfortable, seemed very cool, calm, and collected. I asked Sarah, what happens if Kyle wins the Freedom 100 here today? I go, would everybody head back to O'Gara's there in Beech Grove for a big celebration? She goes, well, we have a big sponsor party at their brand new Sarah Fisher Hartman Racing headquarters over here on Main Street this evening. Got a bunch of sponsors over there. She goes, if Kyle wins the race, I just know this, Andy won't be able to talk because he'll be too filled with joy and maybe a little liquored up. But other than that, yeah, it's so neat to see this going on. At Northwest High School, we used to, in a lot of schools here in the central Indiana area, folks that are listening to our broadcast in this area will know that they would have an unofficial skip day. You know, all the seniors that get together,
right.
Say, you know, hey, Thursday, we're all going to cut out and we're going to go to the Speedway. Well, for this, for Ron Colley High School, this little school, to have Kyle O'Gara involved in this Southside Catholic family, this is just a neat, neat deal. And have all those kids come out. And to be able to root for a high school teammate, to be able to participate in something like this, is just monumental.
It's the Firestone Freedom 100. It's set to roll off in about 20 minutes from now here at the world's greatest race course.
There are times when it's critical to know the temperature.
Guys, temperature here on the track surface up to 128 degrees, giving these drivers all that they can handle.
And there are times when knowing the correct temperature means everything.
Daddy, can you take my temperature? I don't feel good.
Oh, honey, I wish there was an easy way to do this.
There's a new, quick, consistently accurate way to take measurements. The Temporal Scanner Thermometer from Exergen. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
There are few greater traditions in sports than when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500's bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana Dairy Farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. Twenty minutes away from the command to start engines for the Firestone Freedom 100. ISON IndyCar Series drivers have tremendous confidence in their tires because they compete on Firestone Firehawk Racing Radials, the tire that has provided the durability and consistency needed for every lap of every race in series history. Performance-minded customers can stay ahead of the field with a Firestone Firehawk Wide Oval Indy 500 tire, the ultra-high-performance passenger tire tuned for wet and dry handling. Crisp response and modern appearance. Visit FirestoneTire.com for a retail location near you. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone just like every IndyCar driver. Our front row today features Sage Karam and Carlos Munoz. Munoz starting P2 in both the Firestone Freedom 100 and the IZOD IndyCar Series, Indianapolis 500, the 97th running coming up on Sunday. And Dave, yesterday, an exercise in patience for these drivers because of the fact that some inclement weather rolled in throughout the day yesterday. Qualifying pushed back a little bit, and I think all of them learned a valuable lesson. Take your time and just wait. Be patient. You'll get that opportunity.
The neat thing, too, is that nobody put a wheel wrong. You know, there's a lot of these drivers that haven't, there's a lot of returning veterans, but there's a lot of guys that have never been on a track this big or maybe even not on an oval. So to see them get out there and run this place and not make any mistakes and not get ahead of themselves, especially when you're looking at a weather situation like that, it really speaks to the quality of the drivers that are coming up into the series.
Well, among the talented group of broadcasters we have assembled today is our pit reporter for Firestone Indy Lights of the ISON IndyCar Series throughout the course of this season, Nick Yeoman. And Nick, first of all, welcome to the Firestone Freedom 100. And we're going to speculate, you and I, having the opportunity to cover this series throughout the course of the season. This is the one time of the year when you will not hear drivers make any reference whatsoever to the points championship or winning points or whatever. The goal for these 11 drivers we've assembled here today is simply to be a champion at Indianapolis.
Mark, good to join you and all the talented broadcasters on the IMS Radio Network for another installment of the Freedom 100, and you are absolutely right. This is what Indianapolis is truly all about. The points championship does take a back seat. Of course, the points just as valuable today as they will be all season long, but winning at Indianapolis, of course, getting your picture taken. Of course, there's billboards across the speedway with the Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100 winner on them. So it's going to be quite interesting to see how exciting of a race we have. A few IndyCar drivers making their way down. Anna Beatrice is a driver who ran in the Freedom 100. Anna, let's talk a little bit about the practice session we just had for Carb Day. A little incident there at pit lane. What happened?
Yeah, well, we're pitting and Munoz, we're, you know, on traffic with Munoz. We pitted together and Fletcher, they moved the cones, the braking zone, forward. I don't know if Munoz seen it, but he stopped when we were pitting on the cones were earlier, and so I came really fast, and the thing just don't break very well and oval, so I couldn't avoid hitting him. But he didn't see it because they just about to move the cones forward, and it makes a huge difference for us right now, like pitting from turn four.
You're a driver that competed in the Firestone Indy Lights, the Freedom 100. How big of a thrill was that for the first time to get the race here?
It was good, you know. For us, like, really young and coming, it's already the environment of the Indy 500. It's always great and have great memories here. Always good races and just very fun. So should be it today, too.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
That is Anna Beatrice Mark-Janes, a veteran. She ran here a couple times in the Firestone Indy Lights Series in the Freedom 100. She'll make a start on Sunday in the Indianapolis 500.
Happy to welcome our other pit reporter. The rookie stripes came off earlier this season at St. Petersburg, and we're happy to have her here for her first Indianapolis 500 and Firestone Freedom 100 on the IMS Radio Network. And Katie Hargett, I'll tell you, with all the raindrops that we've had to dodge over the past several days, Mother Nature has rewarded us with a picture-perfect day for racing here at the world's greatest race course.
It is absolutely great to be back, Mark-Janes, and you're right. Absolutely gorgeous down here on pit lane. Air temperature about 56 degrees today and track temperature about 90 degrees, which makes for perfect racing conditions for these Firestone Indy Lights drivers, and I can't wait to see how this race is about to turn out, Mark-Janes.
A massive crowd is filing in here at 16th and Georgetown, going to be the second biggest crowd, save for race day, and again, they're going to be rewarded with some great racing, and of course, the pit stop competition a little bit later on today. When we come back, we'll meet the gentleman who will help us with the call of today's race out in turns 2 and 3. Preparations continue for the Firestone Freedom 100 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Brickyard, Gasoline Alley, the greatest spectacle in racing, racing capital of the world, Indy, Indy 500, Indianapolis 500, IndyCar, Indy Lights, and Indy Racing League are trademarks owned and or licensed by Brickyard Trademarks. IZOD is a trademark of Phillips Van Houston Corporation. Firestone is a trademark owned or licensed by Bridgestone Firestone North American Tire. Any rebroadcast or other use of the information, descriptions, and content of this broadcast without the written consent of the IMS Radio Network is strictly prohibited. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so. But you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
What's it like to drive an Indy car at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway? Now the Indy Racing Experience can put you in the driver's seat. That's right, you can drive a real Indy car at the world's greatest race course. Packages start at under $400, but hurry, sessions are selling out fast. Call 1-888-357-5002 or go online to IndyRacingExperience.com. You driving a real Indy car, call 1-888-357-5002 now.
Now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
We'll be right back.
about 15 minutes away from the green flag and the start of the Firestone Freedom 100. Mark James high atop the start-finish line in the pagoda here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We see the drivers heading out for the ceremonial start. They always have their picture taken at the start-finish line. It's always an exciting time just before the green flag flies, no matter the event. Well, we're happy to have with us two gentlemen who will call the action for you today out on this massive 2.5-mile oval. First of all, we welcome in a gentleman who is a pit reporter for the iSight IndyCar Series on the IMS Radio Network. He also hosts pre- and post-race activities throughout the course of the year, but I think he's most proud of the fact that he is the PA voice for Plainfield High School Baseball, Plainfield just west of Indianapolis. We say good afternoon and welcome to Michael Young. Michael?
Indeed, our Plainfield Quakers getting ready to start their tournament run coming up this weekend. Thank you, Mark James, and a beautiful view here from turn number two as we're doing some final work here at the entrance to turn number two. A beautiful day and what normally are a gray speckled grandstand, now seeing a little bit of color in there as the fans start to make their way in on Carburation Day. I can turn around and see 16th Street packed with cars, so fans trying to make their way in to the start of this, the Freedom 100, going to be a beautiful day and looking forward to a fantastic race. And Mark, before I throw it back to you, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my mom back home in Dulphus, Ohio. Happy birthday, Mom, celebrating her birthday today. Love you.
Those of us who know you, God bless that woman. Enjoy the day, Michael Young. At the end of that long 5/8 of a mile back straightaway, one of the legendary broadcasters in Indiana. We're happy to have him with us on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. He is the pride and joy of Sullivan, Indiana. Welcome, Jerry Baker.
Thank you, Mark. As Michael just mentioned, people still trying to get in here. The crowd is just humongous today, and that's well-deserving of some great weather, which we have. This is your home in 2 days on Sunday for the Indianapolis 500, and the view from Turn 3 is absolutely gorgeous. We can see him coming out of Turn number 2 up the 5/8 of a mile back straightaway. They'll make the turn into the short chute at the north end of the track into Turn number 4, and Mark, they've cleared that off, so you got a complete view of everything going into turn number 4 and down that main straightaway. And you and I last year were having a ball watching these guys run in this Indy Lights series until they kind of, well, their brains yeah. fell out of socket in turn number 2. So I expect a good race just moments from now.
Thanks, Jerry. Glad to have you with us. Let's head downstairs to our pit reporters. First of all, Nick Yeoman, you're standing by with our pole sitter, Sage Karam.
Yeah, that's right, Sage Karam. Making his way down. Does this walk get any better walking down to turn one to hop in your car? And not just that, but be on the pole for this race?
I was just talking to Zach, and this is a little different from racing at O'Reilly Raceway Park. You know, we've raced there 3 years in a row. So, just making this walk down this front straight, it's a huge honor. Pole at this place. It's incredible.
Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
That is Sage Karam. Let's check in with Katie Hargan.
100 starting second, and not only starting second for the Freedom 100, but also for the Indianapolis 500. Does all the practice you've gotten for the 500 this month benefit you at all in this race?
I think it will be help me a little bit because I really didn't have so much experience in the oval right now. Over almost all last week testing, for sure it will help me. It's a different car, it's for sure everything changed a little. The last lap.
Carlos Munoz rolling off second today. And just a little side note, he has been on the pole for all other of the three races so far this season. Nick Yeoman.
Up quickly here with Jack Hawksworth making his way down the front straightaway. Starting fifth today, Jack. What do you expect today?
Great. If you're asking me for a prediction, I've got none because I think at this place anything can happen. And I'm pretty sure, it's just going to be pretty wild out there. A lot going on, and hopefully the cards fall right to us and I make some good calls.
Good luck today.
Cheers, buddy.
That is Jack Hawksworth. Mark James?
Well, we're happy to have with us now our driver analyst, Pippa Mann. And Pippa, just a couple of laps in carb day, an issue with the car?
Yeah, we picked up a little bit of a vibration. The boys did everything right. They took the car apart. They completely rebuilt it to make it absolutely perfect. And unfortunately, it's just one of those things that happens sometimes in racing. So we're going to take her back to the garage area, pull her apart, find out what's going on, put her back together again another time, and Cyclops gear machine will be good for race day.
Well, let's talk about the mindset of these drivers in the Freedom 100. Obviously, you've been there, a pole sitter, and talk about the mindset going into this race.
Well, this is not only the biggest IndyCar race of the year, this is the biggest Indy Lights race of the year, too. And you really feel that. One of the interesting things about motor racing is the biggest race of the year is often towards the start of the year. So a lot of these guys are still rookies. This is going to be their first oval race for some of these guys. So there's going to be some nerves out there, I think.
I have to say thank you, because, folks, she's up here in the booth and her driver's Cyclops gear all over the place. I mean, that's dedication to be up here in the driver's seat. Didn't even go back to the garage area and change.
I didn't go back to the garage area and change, but you know what the good news is? We picked up a vibration. I didn't get to run many laps, so I'm not stinking out the studio. Personally, I'd prefer to be stinking out the studio, but the good news for you guys, you have to sit up here in the booth with me, is that, you know, I'm still pretty fresh this morning.
The green flag time approaches at the world's greatest race course, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Listen this Sunday to IndyCar Radio for your chance to win a free trip for four to the 2014 Indianapolis 500 and to be an honorary pit reporter. Brought to you by Exergen. No purchase necessary. Exergen Temporal Scanner, changing the way the world takes temperature.
There are few greater traditions in sports than when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500th bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana Dairy Farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
Poison, live in concert. Friday, May 24th, Coors Light Carb Day at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with Poison. Get more info at Indy500.com. Coors Light, the official beer of Coors Light Carb Day.
Now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. We have completed the national anthem, just moments away from the command to start engines, and Katie Hargett, Kyle O'Gara from Beech Grove, Indiana, about to climb into the cockpit for the ride of his life.
Absolutely. He is just a senior in high school, Mark Janes. And you mentioned earlier that he goes to Roncalli High School, and all of his students and faculty got the day off to come out and enjoy this race and watch him compete in the Firestone Indy Lights Series. And I spoke with him just a little bit ago. You would think that racing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you would be a little bit nervous, but Kyle O'Gara, not at all. I've watched him come up through the ranks through USAC, and he is generally a very calm, cool, and collected guy. And that's exactly how he is today, Nick Yeoman.
Drivers as they're getting ready to get in their race cars. Peter Dempsey starting third. Peter, quickly, what do you expect today? How wild is this race going to be?
It's going to be 40 laps, and we're going to go around in circles. So we'll see how it goes. Well,
that's the simple way to put it. How much of an importance do you put on getting up front there early on?
I don't want to get up there too early. You know, I want to save the car, keep out of trouble. We haven't been doing that too good the last race, so... I'm going to try to race as smart as I can, and I want to get a win for the team, so we'll push hard.
Good luck today. That is Peter Dempsey, and boy, what a win that'd be for Peter Dempsey. Mark Janes, the guy that's been just running into hard luck after hard luck. He's poised for, as he called it, 40 laps, driving in circles, but it's much more than that. This is Indianapolis and, of course, the Freedom 100.
Driving for Bilardi Auto Racing, our driver analyst is Pippa Mann, and Pippa, by design, is it better mentally for these drivers to practice, qualify, and then race the very next day so they don't have a lot of time just to think about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really great that they have such a condensed schedule. One of the things with the IndyCar series is you get here on race day morning, and there's such a long time before the race. My first year in 2011, it really sunk in throughout the morning, and I think by about an hour before the race started, I was just ready to, can I get in the car and go yet? You know, you really do get to that point, and for these guys having the condensed schedule, there's a little less time for the nerves to set in, but still being said, it's a big occasion.
Can you accurately describe to people what the week is like between qualifying and the race with all of the responsibilities that you have, all the media tugging at you, people asking you to work the broadcast booth for the Firestone Indy Lights, and all the sponsorship appearances and things of that nature?
It gets a little bit hectic. One of my friends actually had the perfect line for this. She works in PR for one of the other drivers, and her line for this was, is all I have heard this week is I only want him for 5 minutes. And okay, for me it's a her, but that's we do right. Get that a lot, and I've tried to stop and sign for people whenever I can, but sure. Sometimes you just have to go places, and I find myself saying to people, hey, you know, get around in front of me, because I can't build a crowd going that way. I've got to keep moving going this way. So, you know, get around in front of the drivers with your Sharpies out and what you want them to sign. And, you know, generally we try to stop whenever we can.
Other than when you've slept, I'm guessing right now is as still as you've been over the last week.
Yes. So thank you very much for having me in the radio booth. I needed the chance to sit down and chill out for a few minutes.
Preparations continue for the Firestone Freedom 100 with a field of 11 cars and a lot of rookies here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Let's face it, these drivers now have a few races under their belt, but there's absolutely nothing they've done at Long Beach or St. Petersburg or Barber that translates over to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You think they're adequately prepared physically and mentally for 40 laps around here?
That's going to be very interesting to see. I think physically prepared, most of them will be absolutely fine from that aspect. I think what's interesting as well this year is that even the rookies whom we have out here, they've come up through the Mazda Road to Indy, and so they have run ovals before. Now, they haven't run an oval as big as this place before, but at least they've driven these cars or this type of car on an oval, and so that gives them some idea of what to expect. They've had a test day here. They had some more testing yesterday before it rained. So I think most of these guys will be fairly well prepared, but we'll just have to see what unfolds once the green flag flies and they all start dicing it out in traffic.
How difficult is this for Carlos Munoz, or is it difficult, the difference between an Indy Lights car and a Nissan IndyCar Series car?
I don't think that's the difficulty for Carlos Munoz. I think the difficulty for Munoz is the amount of pressure that he is feeling right now, that he needs to go out there and win this race. He's got a lot of other rookies in the field. You know, he's going to feel that he's in one of the best cars, which he is, and he's going to feel he should win this race. And whenever you have a driver that puts themselves in that position, it's a huge amount of pressure, and you are more likely to make a mistake in that scenario.
We also have Dave Wilson in the booth with us again. And Dave, we made this observation before we went on. There have been a lot of changes to various formats and schedule changes over the past several years here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for this month of May. Whoever came up with the idea to move Carb Day and the Freedom 100 and the pit stop competition to Friday, it was literally a stroke of genius.
Packed weekend, and as we've, Jeff Belskis from the Speedway actually said in an interview, we talked with him earlier, this is their second biggest day of the year. Other than race day, this is the big day. So this has become just a big party. It's kind of a tradition, and Poison's going to be playing there in the infield today, and Brett Michaels and all that. So it's a huge day, a lot of fun, and having this big sunny day out here doesn't hurt the attendance at all either.
And this year, Dave, we've had fields of 20-plus in past years, but let's face it, while we only have 11 cars, as we hear the command to start engines given by Lisa Boggs of Firestone, and the engines start to roar to life. Quickly, Dave, one more observation. While we certainly don't have a length of field, we have plenty of depth and plenty of talent.
A lot of quality while doing the double. Carlos Munoz starting on the front row of the Indy 500 and the front row here. I think that says it all.
Yep, and having a driver like Kyle O'Gara with all the attention drawn to Connor Daly. We have that with Kyle O'Gara here in the Firestone Freedom 100. The cars will roll away from the grid momentarily. When we come back, the green flag will fly on the Firestone Freedom 100.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
The Indianapolis 500, the greatest 500 miles in racing.
They sweep majestically into the southeast turn.
The greatest sound in racing. The Indianapolis 500. The greatest spectacle in racing. Sunday, May 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on ABC. Telecast presented by GoDaddy.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. The field is away, making their way through the south chute in the south end of the race course between turn 1 and 2. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Firestone Freedom 100 here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Row number 1, your pole sitter, Sage Karam out of Nazareth, Pennsylvania. He's joined by the guy doing the double this weekend, the number 26 machine of Carlos Munoz. Row number 2 on the inside, Peter Dempsey from Ireland driving for Ballardi Auto Racing. He's joined by the number 7 machine of rookie Gabby Chavez from Bogota, Colombia, Schmidt Peterson with Curb Agajanian. In row number 3 on the inside, the number 77 machine of England's Jack Hawksworth. He also driving for Schmidt Peterson with Curb Agajanian sponsorship. And he is joined by Kyle O'Gara on the outside. Kyle O'Gara in the number 67 machine. That's Sam Schmidt, Moynihan Williams, and also Sarah Fisher Hartman Racing. Next to them, Zach Veach and Juan Pablo Garcia. Then we have Chase Austin and Jorge Goncalves, and rounding out the starting field from Indianapolis, Indiana, in the number 22 machine of Team Moore Racing, Jimmy Simpson. Pippa Mann, again, our driver analyst here today. And Pippa, drivers, is this a tense moment for them when they first pull away from the starting grid? When do they actually start to settle in? You know, just prior to the green flag, or do they settle in at all?
For me personally, I'm already feeling much more chilled out by this point of time in the racing car. For me, as soon as the engine is fired and I pull out onto the track, the nerves start to go away and I'm much more comfortable and happy at home.
As we see them make their way down the main straightaway, Pippa, the message in race control, talked to some of the folks in race control before we went on today. Their concern is everybody wants that precious real estate to the inside. They need them to mind their P's and Q's and get everybody through turn one cleanly.
Yeah, one of the things with the Indy Lights cars at this track is they're only just fast enough to really race here and to race here well. So with the Indy cars, they're big and they're wide and they're faster, and it's very, very difficult to go too wide through the corners with an Indy car here unless you're at a start or restart and going at a reduced speed. At full speed in general, whoever gets the inside on the way into the corner pretty much owns the corner. In Firestone Indy Lights, you can run too wide around this place. And as soon as you can run too wide the whole way around the track, you know, drivers start to lose a little bit of respect for each other. You start to get closer to each other, and you start to lean on each other a little bit more. So minding your P's and Q's is going to be very important today.
Just about to the apex of turn number two, there in front of Michael Young.
Yes, indeed, Mark James, the field still strung out, single file as they make their way at the exit of turn number two. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning as we see right in front of me, I just lost sight of him, Jimmy Simpson down in turn number one has spun. He is now regaining control of that car, making his way now into the short chute, now into the entrance of turn number two. My guess is, as many of the drivers are trying to warm their tires, Jimmy too trying to warm his tires. Remember, it is very chilly, 56 degrees, as Katie Hargett put it right at the top of the show. So it is chilly, and of course, tire temperature optimum on these cars. They want to get them good and warmed up, and obviously that caught Jimmy off. Jerry Baker.
Well, what we're watching is the situation with Carlos Munoz. This is the first of the four races he has not started from the pole. He's outside as they go by me, inside at Sage Karam, then Dempsey and Chavez. Mark, they're pretty well lined up right now. Jimmy Simpson has gotten himself back in line. So we have five rows of two. Simpson now in position at the north end of the track, heading into turn number four, getting set for the green flag for the Firestone Freedom 100.
And they're making their way through turn number four in the north end, getting ready to make that hole down that long 5/8 of a mile main straightaway. Sage Karam on the inside, Carlos Munoz on the outside. Munoz leads the points championship by 21 points, waiting for the flag at the start-finish line. There is the green flag. They will climb on the throttle, and a great jump by Sage Karam. Karam will take Dempsey with him down the main straightaway. Looks like Carlos Munoz is going to grab that third spot as they head into turn number one. Carlos Munoz has the lead in front of Michael Young.
Carlos Munoz making his way down into the short chute now. Sage Karam in the lead. That is Peter Dempsey. Carlos Munoz, 1-2-3. They're single file, making their way down the back straightaway. Sage Karam, two car length lead. Jerry Baker to you.
Halfway up the 5/8 mile back straightaway, Sage Karam has that lead, getting all kinds of pressure from Dempsey and from Carlos Munoz. That Dempsey is in the number two spot, then Munoz. So Karam, Dempsey, Munoz head into turn number four.
Yeah, certainly our apologies to Sage Karam for the great move at the start. Now we see Munoz. He wants to catch up to the leader, and he is all over Dempsey. He will slingshot past him at the start-finish line. He wants that second spot. They're side by side as they approach turn one. Meanwhile, Sage Karam sets sail for turn number one in the north end. So it's Karam, then Munoz and Dempsey, the front three, slugging it out in front of Michael Young.
Nice move by Carlos Munoz. Side by side is Kyle O'Gara and Gabby Chavez. Kyle O'Gara working his way around the outside. He makes it around Gabby Chavez. So move Kyle O'Gara up to fifth place. Still a nice lead for Sage Karam down to threes.
Karam, one of six rookies in this field, and looking to the outside is Dempsey. Now he'll drop it back down to the white line inside. No change. Now a battle for the number four spot as they head to turn number four. Side by side for the number three spot.
Kyle O'Gara lost it at the apex of the turn. He hits the nose into the outside retaining wall. Pippa, looks like he got to the bottom of the racetrack trying to make a pass for position there, and the car just cut loose on him.
Yep, when you get right down to the bottom of the racetrack around here and you dip your wheels underneath that white line, it's so easy to spin the cars out. and that applies to the Indy cars and the Firestone Indy Lights cars. Carlo Gara does not have a lot of experience in these cars, and unfortunately that just looked like something, little bit of an experience. It just caught him out.
Well, and
yeah, he's down underneath the white line. We've just seen a replay. He was actually well underneath the white line. He had his inside wheels right down by the concrete, and the car just turned around on him.
And he went broadside back across the racetrack from the bottom all the way up to the high line, and boy, I'll tell you what, there were a lot of drivers in the right place at the right time, and we're very, very lucky that wasn't more severe.
We're very lucky. I'd actually love to get another angle of that a little bit later on if we can, because he was actually racing side by side with one of his teammates when he ended up down there. And, you know, you always want to be really careful when you're around your teammates. So I'm not sure whether Kyle got a little bit too low by himself or whether he had a little bit of help getting squeezed down that low down there.
Nick Yeoman.
Well, the car is drivable. They brought that number 67 car to pit lane. They're looking over the front suspension of that car, and then obviously they have a replacement front wing. So Kyle O'Gara brought that car down pit lane. It is drivable. They're going to take what is left of that front wing, pretty much about a 2 foot by 2 foot chunk. They're now going to look down around where the pedals are. They cut the engine off, and they're going to try to put a front wing back on that race car, Mark James, but obviously a little bit of work, and hopefully they can get him back out there without losing a lap.
And a lap and a half. He was plus three, talking about Kyle O'Gara. Sage Karam, Munoz, Dempsey, Chavez, Zach Veach, your top five, with two laps complete of 40 in the Firestone Freedom 100.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. Caution on the course. Three laps of 40 complete to be contested in the Firestone Freedom 100. Happy to report that he's okay, talking about rookie Kyle O'Gara making his debut at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He was involved in a one-car incident, making a pass for position, wanting to grab the third spot at the apex of turn number four, got below the white line, and the car busted loose, and it went nose first into the wall. And unfortunately, the damage ended his day, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, when he first came down pit lane, Mark James, that front wing looked like it was just damaged and that they would be able to replace it. Dave Figueroa is the general manager for Sam Schmidt's lights program. Dave, you got a good look. Initially, I thought it was just cosmetic. What did you see down there that wouldn't allow that 67 car to continue?
It took a pretty good hit there on the front, and if it was probably somewhere else, you might risk it a little bit, but it's a pretty big gamble here.
Of course, downforce very key, so Kyle O'Gara not going to be able to continue, Mark. He brought that car down pit lane. As I said, it was drivable, but once he got out, the IndyCar personnel, the Homatro safety crew, have informed him that, of course, he has to take the mandatory trip to the infield care center. So our pit reporter, Katie Hargett, is headed that way. We'll catch up with him momentarily. But the good news, Kyle O'Gara, his first experience, not a good one at the Speedway. Thankfully, he is okay.
In addition to the thousands here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the PA, the IMS Radio Network would like to welcome the following radio stations to the Freedom 100. WZDB-FM, Bern, Indiana, KRKO-AM in Seattle, Washington, WNOS-AM in New Bern, North Carolina, KDEF-AM, the good folks in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and KASR-FM, Little Rock, Arkansas. The number of stations carrying the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday will be multiplied by 300, 400, 500 or so, so we'd certainly look forward to that. Dave Wilson?
I got to tell you, that accident of Kyle O'Gara is a testament to the not only the safety of these Indy Lights cars, but also the safety of that safer bear. That reminded me of a horrific crash back in the 90s of a driver that nosed into that fourth turn wall very much like that, and that driver is still not walking correctly. So the fact that Kyle O'Gara was able to get out of his race car, well, number one, drive it back to the pit area, number two, get out of the car and walk away, is certainly an amazing testament to the safety of these machines.
One to go as they pass underneath the flag stand this time down the main straightaway. In addition to the sunshine, some gusts of wind, the order of the day, Michael Young.
Indeed, Mark James, we started the day with a brisk wind coming out of the northeast. Since we've went to caution and run these caution laps, the wind has completely shifted and it is now coming out of the northeast. So from the northwest to the northeast, and Pippa can attest, when you're not prepared for it and you're back at speed, may catch some of these guys out on the restart.
Yeah, in the Firestone Indy Lights car, it's such a lightweight car that the wind really blows you around and you can really, really feel it. So the teams will be radioing to these inexperienced guys and saying, hey, have a look at the windsock, see which way they're blowing now. Make sure you know the wind has changed direction.
Well, and again, as we mentioned in years past, Jerry Baker, we've had fields of 20 to 22 cars, and while certainly we're down to 10 now, as you saw the first couple of laps coming at you down the back straightaway, 2-3 wide racing is still the order of the day in the Firestone Indy Lights at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
I get a sense, Mark, that the drivers are still trying to kind of get the feel for the racetrack right now. As Michael pointed out, it is windy on the race course. The track is cool according to racetrack conditions. So they're kind of getting a feel for what's going on. They're coming pretty much in front of me right now. And the front four are as they were when they qualified. And as you say, this could be it. The green flag should fly. Sage Karam going by me right now. So the field, Mark, getting set to go. The final 10 in the field of 11.
And watch for Carlos Munoz at this restart. Carlos Munoz had a rocket ship towards the end of that first couple of laps, and he was making a lot of gains very quickly. So watch for Carlos Munoz, second red car in line behind Sage Karam at this restart.
Well, the field makes their way slowly through the north end. They start to accelerate past the cones at the apex of turn number four into the throttle hard as Sage Karam. Munoz trying to keep pace. Dempsey has fallen off just a bit. Chavez and Veach are running nose to tail. Green flag is out. The race resumes with five laps of 40 complete. Munoz is going to dance to the high side. They entertain thoughts of going side by side to the short chute, the south end, Michael Young.
Munoz thinks better of it. Drops back into line behind Sage Karam. Karam with a two-car length lead. Gabby Chavez, the big loser on the restart, as Zach Veach makes a move. Zach now moves up to fourth and tries to get around the number seven machine.
Not a big surprise that Karam is out in front of the field. He has finishes of third, fourth, and third. Now they are too wide as they come into the turn number two. That is one Pablo Garcia making some noise as he gets up into the mix. Likewise, out of turn number four down the main straightaway.
Garcia has picked up a couple of spots. God Colvis is plus three on this day. The front runners are nose to tail down the main straightaway, and Pippa, the 26 machine, trying to draft into turn number one.
Yep, if Carlos Munoz is smart, what he's doing right now is he's just getting a little bit of air through the corners on his car so that he can stay where he wants to be. But he's just going to keep pushing Dempsey along and see if they can get a long way away from this pack before he tries to pass. I've had a look at the attitude of his car. He looks fast, but he doesn't want to run side by side with him right now and let that pack catch up. So you'll keep seeing him ducking out to get clean air and just keep pulling back in.
Munoz is drawing a bead on Sage Karam.
He is right on the rear wing now. This is a two-horse battle right now. Munoz right up on the rear wing of Karam into turn number four. The slight left-hand turn, Mark, here they come. And if Munoz has anything, here's the place to show it.
About a car length and a half lead as they complete 8 of 40 laps complete. It's Karam and Munoz setting up for turn number one after they clear the start-finish line. Kyle O'Gara out of the Firestone Freedom 100. He's standing by with Katie Hargett.
Yeah, Kyle, you had already advanced three positions when you got out of the Firestone Freedom 100 race just now.
Yeah, we had a really good race car. I knew that from the beginning. Starting mid-pack, and I knew we'd be up to the front soon. I didn't know how it was going to go. We moved through the pack pretty well. The car was really good in traffic. Had a big run on Dempsey coming through three, and I went low in four. And he moved down a little bit, but I went below the white line and caught a bad wind off of his car. We ended up here. Very disappointed for the team. Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports boys putting one hell of a car together. Just can't thank them enough, and very disappointed myself.
And all your classmates and faculty at Ron Colley was out here to watch you today. Was that a little bit of added pressure on you?
No. All the pressure that was on me was from myself. Anything, they were there for support. It was very nice of them, but just disappointed right now, and hopefully we'll come back this season.
A very tough break for Roncalli Sr. Kyle O'Gara, Mark James.
Veach and Chavez with a pretty good battle as they clear turn number two. The leader's headed down the main straightaway. And Jerry Baker, you probably can't see Carlos Munoz because he's so tight to Sage Karam.
They literally look like one car coming into turn number three. He looks to the outside again as he's done the last couple of times around. Sage Karam still has the lead. It is Munoz looking to the inside. Now takes a little bit of a look to the outside. Here he comes again, Mark.
Veach, Dempsey, Chavez, Goncalves. That's quite a battle, Piffa.
There's a huge battle raging in the midfield. And what these two up front are doing is Munoz doesn't look like he's seriously trying to pass Karam at the moment. They're just trying to get a really big gap. Munoz was in this midfield scrap last year going 2 and 3 wide. He wants no part of that this year. He wants to get himself and Karam as far away as possible. Then they'll sort out who's going to win this race.
10 of 40 laps complete. Karam, Munoz, Chavez, Veach, and Dempsey, your top five of the Firestone Freedom 100.
You want to live Indy? All right, then it's time to gear up with IndyCar 13. Mobile app that lets you experience IndyCar racing on a whole new level.
Copy.
IndyCar 13 gives you eyes on the whole field. Exclusive features like live 4-in-1 mosaic views. They'll let you see speed from all angles now.
Yeah, roger that.
You'll get as close to your favorite IndyCar drivers with live in-car cameras, and you'll never miss a lap with live track mapping.
Whoa, seriously?
That's right. You add live driver pit crew chatter to hear exactly what drivers and their teams are saying, and you've got an experience just like an IndyCar driver. And with IndyCar 13, you're much more than a spectator. You're living Indy. Hey, where are you going?
I'm stopping to download IndyCar 13.
And then after the race.
Too late.
Copy. Getting every millisecond of the race? That's powerful. To download IndyCar 13 now, call Star Indy. Visit Google Play or the App Store. Only from Verizon. Airtime message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Google Play is a trademark of Google Inc. App Store is a service mark of Apple Inc. Don't call or text while driving.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. A lap ago, Carlos Munoz goes to the front, but Sage Karam is not done. The battle continues. It's Munoz, Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, and Zach Veach headed toward Jerry Baker in turn three.
Well, we figured Munoz was going to make the move. Now Karam starts to make the move. He moves the car about one car width wide. Now falls back in line. Takes a look to the inside. Now sets up on the outside again. Turn four. Karam, Munoz battling for the lead.
The 77 machine of Jack Hawksworth, Lucas Oil sponsorship on the side pod, will come to pit road after he made contact with the outside retaining wall. The front three are nose to tail. That's Munoz, Karam, and Chavez. They work their way through the apex of turn number one. Munoz just took the lead from Karam two laps ago. Michael Young, a great battle in front of you.
Indeed, Jack Hawksworth just one lap ago, guys. He got high at turn number one at the exit. He was following Veach as Veach dropped back a position, got too high there and barely touched the wall, but enough to bring him down pit lane. A nice battle between Munoz and Sage Karam to three and Jerry Baker.
Dempsey has kind of fallen out of the fray, so to speak. He is brought back into the number four spot right now. Meanwhile, up front, it's Carlos Munoz in the 26 car and Sage Karam. Karam car 8 battling for the top spot.
Hawksworth had led the points championship after opening the season with a win at St. Petersburg. Fell 21 points behind Munoz. Pippa, man, you can't get much closer than the 26 and the 8 and the 7.
You can't get any closer at all. It was a textbook move by Munoz a couple of laps ago, nice and clean to the inside. And I was actually wondering whether his team radioed him and said, hey, stop pushing this car around. You guys aren't pulling away from the pack. They're coming back. It's time to go. But even with Munoz out front and Sage Karam trying to push him around, they've still got the pack hot on their heels.
As we mentioned, the 77 machine went to pit road. Nick Yeoman is there.
Yeah, and he is getting out of that race car. I just walked up and taken a good look at the right rear tire, completely white-walled, and it looks like they've got some internal suspension damage as well. So Hawksworth is out of the race car. That's two out of the four Sam Schmidt cars, Mark James. It has not been a good first third of this race.
Dave Wilson, we're holding true to form. This ain't bad for a warm-up to the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500.
The Firestone Indian Ice Guys and Gals put on a great show here at the world's greatest race course, and the skill of these drivers to be able to run that close at these speeds certainly is testament to their abilities.
16 of 40 laps complete. Karam led the first 12 circuits. Munoz has led the next four, Michael Young.
Chase Austin, guys, looked like he got into the wall as he starts to slow going down the back straightaway. The exit was wide, looked as if he hit the same spot Jack Hawksworth hit just a few laps ago. We'll see if he has to come in and pit.
Munoz, Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, and Zach Veach are top five. They're running nose to tail now as they work their way through the short chute in the north end. Pippa, quite a gap between fifth place running Zach Veach and the sixth place running number four machine of Jorge Goncalves.
Yep, you've got a very close pack up at the front now, and you've got, it looks like Gabby Chavez was thinking about looking at the outside, and now you've got Karam looking at the outside as well. Everybody's trying to get clean air. The reason these guys are running into the wall on the exit is they're all running so close together, they're getting no clean air over their front wing, so the cars are pushing up, and they're just ending up pancaking the wall with their right side tires.
They came dangerously close upon exit that time. Here comes that freight train, Jerry Baker, Munoz, Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, and Veach.
It's a while ago to the fact he thought that Munoz might have been laying a little bit of the weeds. You get the sense that Sage Karam's doing the same thing. Now the front four have really accordioned up together. They are literally nose to tail heading down that main straightaway.
Pippa, man, who's being harder on their tires right now? Carlos Munoz in the lead or Sage Karam in that second spot?
Sage Karam is being harder on his front tires right now. Carlos Munoz is in a pretty good place. He's able to look after the tires on his car. For sure, Sage Karam, Gabby Chavez in third place as well. Their front tires are going to be feeling the pain of this.
Well, for those who don't follow the series on a regular basis, Firestone has developed a new compound over the past couple of years, and those tires fall off quicker.
The tires do fall off more quickly, and that will be very interesting to see how that unfolds over the course of the race. You can see that Dempsey has just dropped back a little bit from the top three again. We're unable to tell right now whether he's just not quite as quick or whether that's strategy and he's just hanging back a little bit to keep that clean air over his front wing and help save his front tires for later in the race.
One caution on the day for Kyle O'Gara on lap number two. He is out of the Firestone Freedom 100. Your top five, Carlos Munoz, Sage Karam, Gabby Chavez, Peter Dempsey, and Zach Veach.
There are few greater traditions in sports than when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500's bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana Dairy Farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
There are times when it's critical to know the temperature.
Guys, temperature here on the track surface up to 128 degrees, giving these drivers all that they can handle.
And there are times when knowing the correct temperature means everything.
Daddy, can you take my temperature? I don't feel good.
Oh, honey, I wish there was an easy way to do this.
There's a new, quick, consistently accurate way to take measurements. The Temporal Scanner Thermometer from Exergen. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. No change among the top five. They roar down the straightaway, getting ready to complete lap 22 of 40 to be completed. Munoz, Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, and Veach lead the Firestone Freedom 100. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. Two cars are out of the Firestone Freedom 100. The first, Kyle O'Gara on lap number two. The most recent retiree, the driver of the number 77 machine, Jack Hawksworth. He's with Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, of course, the margin for error is so slim. And, Jack, these historic white walls have bitten a lot of drivers. Walk us through what happened.
Yeah, I just got a little bit high coming off of one. I got a bit too close to the 77. Lost my front and ran really high. Obviously, it's a shame because the car felt good, and I felt like I was getting some. When I got close enough at the end of the straight, I could go around the outside, which is always important here. So, the car was good, but yeah, mistake on my part. But also, I've got nothing to say. That's what it is.
We'll see you in a couple weeks in Milwaukee. That is Jack Hawksworth. Two out of the four Schmidt-Peterson cars, Mark. Bad luck early on here in this race.
Jack Hawksworth came in trailing Carlos Munoz by 21 points, and that's certainly going to take a hit. He'll probably fall out of second place. Here they come down the main straightaway again. It's Munoz, Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, and Veach. They're running nose to tail. Those front five have checked out by about a half a straightaway on Jorge Goncalves. Well, at the midway point, we want to welcome in our good friends from Firestone. First of all, His time as the head of Firestone is starting to draw to a close, and mixed emotions. We certainly wish him a long and happy retirement, but we certainly hate to see him go. Let's welcome in Al Spire. And Al, of course, you were honored prior to the green flag today. Congratulations on all you have done for Firestone and Motorsports, and we do wish you a long and happy retirement.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that, and I have really enjoyed my career. I'm going to be a fan of IndyCar forever, no matter what. And we got a great race going on here today, as we knew we would. And I've got a really good team in place to pass the baton on to for bigger and better things for Firestone in the years to come.
Let's talk about the involvement of Firestone in the Freedom 100. It's been in place for several years now, and it has been a great marriage.
Yeah, you know, it's the only place that a driver can get training on a high-speed oval, certainly some place like the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with all the history and depth here. And, you know, there's nowhere else in the world you can get that training, and they're getting some of it today and bringing up the next generation of full IndyCar drivers.
You know, Al, each and every time a driver gets out of an Izod IndyCar Series or a Firestone Indy Lights car, after they thank their crew for all of the work that they did, they typically thank those Firestone Firehawks. And, you know, there's a lot of folks behind the scenes responsible for making all of that happen. Al, I can't remember the last time there was a manufacturer-related failure to a Firestone Firehawk, and that's something you have to be extremely proud of.
Yeah, you know, my memory isn't that good anymore, but I think you got those facts straight. We haven't had a failure here on these tires for an awful long time, and we intend to keep it that way.
Well, Al, again, congratulations to you on a long and illustrious career, and we hope we're still going to see you around a racetrack as a spectator.
Well, you are, and I hope you're going to have a chance here to talk to Lisa Boggs, who's part of our new team, kind of passing the baton, and let the fans get to know her a little bit as I drift off into retirement. She takes Firestone on to bigger and better things.
Again, Al, thanks for all that you've done for us, and we'll check in with Lisa Boggs in just a few minutes. Let's get back to this racing action. We see Munoz, Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, and Veach. Pippa, those front five can't shake loose from one another.
Nope, they can't get away from one another at all, and that's despite the fact that Sage Karam is tucking in behind Carlos Munoz and doing the exact same thing that Munoz did earlier in the race. Karam doesn't look like he's seriously attempting to pass right now. He's just following around in his wheel tracks, sticking his nose out to get clean air, and trying to push that car in front along so that they can both try and break free from those couple of cars behind them.
Do you think Peter Dempsey at this point is points racing? He looked like that he was going to make a push to get up front about 10 to 12 laps ago or so. He seems pretty content where the car's working in a fourth spot.
Well, you know, there's still another 13 laps to go in this race, so that's a fairly long way. We'll see whether these Firestone tires go off and how well Peter's looked after his. But I think if Peter can catch these guys up, I think we're still going to see some positions changing here in the last few laps, because Sage Karam's not going to be content to just sit there and let Munoz win. As we get down to the wire, we're going to see some changing places happen.
Munoz, Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, Michael Young, they're all playing peekaboo right in front of you.
And for Sage Karam, he is slowly peeking to the outside, as Pippa pointed out each and every time. But Carlos Munoz, having a month worth of practice, not only in an Izod IndyCar, but a Firestone Indy Lights, is running a perfect line. It's going to take everything at Sage Karam's arsenal to get by Carlos Munoz. Jerry Baker?
Gabby Chavez just sitting back there like a spectator at the number three spot, waiting for either Munoz or Karam to make a mistake. So far, that has not happened, Mark.
Tippa, I don't know that I'm all that comfortable watching this. Is it comfortable to drive? I mean, do you have a lot of confidence running that close, or does it depend on who you're running with?
It depends completely on who you're running with, and actually so far this year, it's been really, really clean between these guys. I'm much happier watching this race this year than I was watching it last year. The guys are being respectful, they're giving each other room, but look at those two side by side, Dempsey and Veach, and see how far they've dropped immediately off the train of 1-2-3. That's why the guys in front are running around line astern and not trying to pass right now, because that's how much it slows you up.
That's the battle for fourth. It's in front of Jerry Baker.
Zach Veach will not get to make the pass. Dempsey will not let him get that position away as he moved back into the number one spot, back up in front with Karam and Munoz, then Chavez, then that big battle for the number four spot.
Carlos Munoz, Sage Karam, Gabby Chavez, those three starting to separate themselves a bit. About 10 laps, this one's starting to wind down. Who has the advantage right now, Pippa, among the front three, if anyone has one?
That's a very good question. I don't know. However, it has to be said, Munoz's car has looked like a rocket ship whenever he's been behind someone, and he has got the experience. So my money right now would be on Carlos Munoz to bring this home, but let's see what Sage Karam's got for him in these closing laps.
30 of 40 laps complete. Munoz, Karam, and Chavez trying to turn it into a three-horse race of the Firestone Freedom 100.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
The Indianapolis 500, the greatest 500 miles in racing.
They sweep majestically into the southeast turn.
The greatest sound in racing. The Indianapolis 500. The greatest spectacle in racing. Sunday, May 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on ABC. Telecast presented by GoDaddy.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. Of 40 laps complete. Carlos Munoz, Sage Karam, Gabby Chavez continue to slug it out among the top three. Dempsey, Veach, Goncalves, your top six. Simpson, Austin, Garcia, the top nine. Hawksworth went out on lap 14. Contact with the outside retaining wall. Kyle O'Gara finishes 11th today. A one-car incident at the apex of turn number four. Quickly, we want to welcome in the director of motorsports for Bridgestone Firestone. And while she's been around racing for most of her professional life, she joins Bridgestone Firestone during the month of May. Lisa Boggs, nothing like jumping into the deep end, rejoining Bridgestone Firestone for the Indianapolis 500.
Yes, well, you want to come in, and you want to come in with the best, and that would definitely be Bridgestone Firestone and the Indianapolis 500 here at the Speedway.
Feel like you've got big shoes to fill after they've moved things around a little bit. I mean, let's face it, Joe Barbieri and Al Spire, two legendary names associated with Firestone, but certainly they leave that company in good shape for someone like you to come into.
Yes, it's tremendous, and it's been quite an honor to join the team. We just keep saying that it's going to take a village, three, four of us to fill even one of Al's shoes, but it really, as I said, is an honor, and we look forward to great things for the future, building on the heritage that Firestone has in IndyCar racing.
The director of motorsports for Bridgestone Firestone, that's Lisa Boggs. Lisa, enjoy the last five laps, and we'll catch up with you in Detroit.
Great, thank you.
As we look towards turn number two, it's Munoz, Karam, and Chavez, Michael Young.
Well, Zach Veach has lost touch with the leaders after his pass or attempted pass of Peter Dempsey, but now Peter Dempsey has caught the top three, making it a four-horse battle as they make their way down to turn number three, and Jerry Baker.
Peter Dempsey's done a nice job of just kind of waiting in the wings, if you will. The top three, four, are literally nose to tail. Left-hand turn down the main straightaway, Mark James.
Carlos Munoz, Sage Karam, Chavez, Dempsey, the top four heading towards turn number one. Veach has been content for about the last 10 laps to sit right there, Pippa.
Yes, he has. It was the attempted parts on Peter Dempsey where it all started to go wrong for Zach Veach. As soon as he got too wide, they dropped about five, six car lengths back, and Dempsey was able to get back in the tow and catch those guys up, but Veach never was quite able to. I just want to give a shout-out as well to Jimmy Simpson, Garcia, and Chase Austin. They're having a right royal battle of it for 7th, 8th, and 9th place. 2-3 wide around here, lap after lap after lap.
Carlos Munoz, Sage Karam, Gabby Chavez, the 26, the 8, and the 7, the number 5 machine of Peter Dempsey, the 12 machine of Zach Veach runs 5th, Goncalves in the number 4 car runs 6th, Simpson in that yellow and white number 22 machine running right there with his teammate Juan Pablo Garcia. As they make their way down the main straightaway, front 2 starting to check out just a bit. Carlos Munoz with Sage Karam in pursuit. 3 laps remaining in the Firestone Freedom 100, Michael.
Lap after lap after lap. Carlos Munoz stays low. Sage Karam looks high. That will not be a way to get around Carlos Munoz as he does a fantastic job defending that position. Gabby Chavez just about two car lengths off as Peter Dempsey, as he tried to get around Chavez last lap, has fallen back about four car lengths as they make their way to 3 and Jerry Baker.
Well, that Mark, you mentioned, Mark, it is Karam and Munoz. Munoz out front. They separated themselves momentarily. All of a sudden, Chavez says, don't go too far away. He's making it a three-way battle.
Munoz, Karam, Chavez, as Jerry Baker says, as they make their way down the main straightaway. The front two start to pull away a little bit from Chavez. They have about a two-car length advantage as they reach the apex of turn one. Karam running about a half a groove higher as they reach the short chute in the south end.
Now, Gabby Chavez trying to make a move. He pulls up on the rear wing of Sage Karam as he drifts high again. Gabby Chavez falls in behind Karam, but it's Carlos Munoz making their way down to turn three with just a handful of laps to go.
Well, you just wonder, when can they make that move if they've got one in their bag of tricks right now? The 26 car of Munoz out in front, but not by much. Gabby Chavez looks to the inside, falls back out in line. Here they come, Mark. One, two, three.
Down the main straightaway they come. Carlos Munoz, Sage Karam, Gabby Chavez. Chavez steps to the high side. White flag is out. One more lap to go as their fans on their feet now, appreciating the talents of these outstanding young drivers. The future of the iZone IndyCar Series on display. Final lap sets up in front of Michael Young.
And Gabby Chavez starts to look on the inside of Sage Karam. Karam goes high one more time on Carlos Munoz. Carlos holds that position. One, two, three, throw a blanket on them. And turn number four with Jerry Baker.
Come. They are two wide. Now they are three wide. Coming into turn number three. Chavez outside. Inside Munoz. Dempsey caught in the middle. Mark, they're going into turn four. Three wide.
Sage Karam has his hands full. The dirty air is disrupting the race car. Three wide. Throw a blanket over him as they head down the main straightaway. They may go four wide to the start finish line. Here comes the move. Dempsey to the outside. Who wins it? Peter Dempsey has won the Firestone Freedom 100, went to the high side and made a spectacular pass just 10 yards from the start-finish line, getting Brian Bilardi to victory lane at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Oh, my goodness, what a finish.
Listen this Sunday to IndyCar Radio for your chance to win a free trip for four to the 2014 Indianapolis 500 and to be an honorary pit reporter. Brought to you by Exergen. No purchase necessary. Exergen temporal scanner. Accurate temperature with a gentle forehead scan.
There are few greater traditions in sports than when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500's bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana dairy farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. My apologies. I would have called the finish exactly as it happened, but we just didn't know because it was so tight. The front four came literally across the start-finish line together, and we wanted to wait until timing and scoring popped up. And Katie Hargett, you're standing by with a gentleman that has to be thrilled beyond belief, the owner of Peter Dempsey's number five machine. Congratulations to Brian Bilardi.
Absolutely, Brian Bilardi finally reaching his driver, Peter Dempsey. Brian, can you believe it? Four wide at that finish.
I can't. I mean, Peter did just a fantastic job. I mean, he held station. We just held fourth. Bill kept his tires with him. At the end, we knew it was going to be a shootout. The spotters did a fantastic job. Engineers, crew. I mean, they just held him calm, and I can't believe it. This is the one we wanted to win.
You can absolutely read it all over Brian Bilardi's face. Still cannot believe that his driver, Peter Dempsey, has won the Freedom 100, Mark James.
He's got cars in various rungs of the ladder in the Mazda Road to Indy. He owns a business. He's a high school football defensive coordinator. Now he's a winning car owner at Indianapolis. That's, I think, the top of that list, if you will, and that resume for Brian Bilardi. Pippa, what an unbelievable finish.
I still can't believe it. I had Chavez pegged as the winner of that because I didn't realize that Dempsey had that much more momentum going, and it was so close between those final two. Just an incredible, incredible finish to this race.
Well, let's go out to the guys of the turns that called that last lap. Michael Young, these young drivers, each and every year, never, ever disappoint.
What's amazing about the finish of that race, Mark James, is the setup going down the front straightaway, or I should say the back straightaway, when Peter Dempsey was in fourth place and Gabby Chavez started to make that move, that's when Peter saw the opening, and he got drafted right into that gang of three and was able to make the move going down the front straightaway. And as we say time and time again, what a fantastic young man. He sometimes is his own worst enemy and pushes to the limit and sometimes finds himself in some bad situations. This time he put himself in a great situation and comes home with the win today. Let's go down to Katie Hargett.
Gabby Chavez officially finishing second in the Freedom 100 today. Gabby, you guys went four wide at the finish. What was going through your head?
Oh, man, you know, I was just focused on the first two guys that were in front of me, and I edged them coming off the turn, and I didn't see Peter on the outside, and I thought I had it, and then I saw his nose coming up, you know. That could have been my line if I wanted it, and I didn't look in the mirrors, and I didn't defend that, so I'm really happy with the result, but I'm disappointed because that could have been my race.
And you had a great battle going all throughout the race with Carlos Munoz and the other top couple drivers as well.
Yeah, it was all about strategy, just, you know, trying to break away from the rest of the field. And we did that quite well, and, you know, it was just saving the car for the last lap. And we did that, but, you know, I just got edged out by a hair or two.
Most people would think a second place finish would be great, but Mark Jane's Gabby Chavez almost sounding a little bit disappointed today.
Jerry Baker, great job in turn number three today. This wasn't bad for a B main, huh?
You know, Mark, I was thinking about a conversation you and I had after last year's race. We said, man, it can't get any better than this. Well, it just did. What a terrific race on a perfect day and a great call. Let's head down to the pit area again and find out what's going on down in Victory Lane. Nick Yeoman.
I'll tell you what, an emotional scene down here in Victory Lane. I see crew members on the Bellardi team with wiping away tears. This is just an incredible sight down here. Smiles all around. Peter Dempsey jumped up on top of that race car and raised his arms both in the air to celebrate. And Mark James, we're going to talk with, I think, a very relieved and accomplished race car driver here in just moments.
Let's head back to Katie Hargett.
Yeah, Sage Karam finishing third today in the Freedom 100. Sage, you had a great battle going with Carlos Munoz all throughout that race and then four wide at the finish. What happened?
I wanted to put myself in position to win, and I thought that being second and coming into turn three was going to be the ideal position. Popped out to go past him. He blocked low and just didn't have enough momentum to get around him on the outside. Then Gabby popped out there. And, you know, when you come off turn four, whoever's more outside is going to have more momentum. They're going to be able to use the banking to go down to the finish line. And Gabby came down, then Dempsey got a humongous draft. And, I mean, it was a great race, great finish. It was just a lottery at the end there. You don't know who was going to win. And, I mean, that's the beauty of this place. And, I mean, it's a heartbreaker, but we'll take it.
But absolutely a successful weekend after winning the pole and then a third-place finish in the race today.
Yeah, for sure. It's a confidence booster for me. And I'm really looking forward to the ovals just because of this race. We really showed that we have some speed, and, you know, it's time to go for the championship now.
And over to Nick Yeoman in Victory Lane.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Peter Dempsey, a first-time winner at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in thrilling fashion. Walk us through that final exit of turn four.
I mean, I said to you before the race, it's 40 laps you go around in circles, but there's no better place to do that than Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And, you know, Stephen Wilson, hats off to him. You know, he's a British guy, but hard in the ear sometimes, but I'm glad he spoke to me as much as he did that time. He won the race for me. He said, be patient. You know, get us across the line. They're going to spread out and you'll soak up. And, you know, he's never won here himself, but I definitely owe him this one. So beers will be on me tonight. But a fantastic finish. You know, just what Indy Lights needs, a finish like that. Huge thanks to Firestone. Obviously, my car was tough to drive the whole race, and the tires felt held in there brilliantly. So everyone at Firestone, a huge thanks to them. I was expecting the rears to go off more, but they hung in there with me, and Firestone's got me across the line, so that's always good.
Stephen Wilson, of course, up spotting for you in this race. This win for your career, I mean, you've kind of been the guy that everything, I mean, the O2 racing situation, and then, of course, trying to find funding and just trying to find a ride. How big is this win for your career?
I mean, if you're going to win your first Indy Lights race, there's no better place to do it than Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I had a feeling this weekend it was going to happen. That I know it's going to be four wide across the line, certainly not, but it's massive. You know, Bellardi Auto Racing have given me the opportunity, and it's Brian's first win, and, you know, it's probably his dream just as much as mine to win here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And Hey, I beat the guy who qualified second for the Indy 500. It's not a bad thing, is it?
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks for a thrilling finish.
Thank you very much.
That is Peter Dempsey. Win number one in his career, Mark James. Win number one for Brian Bilardi, and they do it at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the Freedom 100. Absolutely incredible.
Peter Dempsey, Gabby Chavez, Sage Karam, Carlos Munoz, and Zach Veacher, top five. Jorge Goncalves, Jimmy Simpson, Chase Austin, Juan Pablo Garcia, your top nine. Hawksworth and O'Gara, the lone cautions on the day. Lap number 14 for Hawksworth. O'Gara on just the second lap of this race. Some final thoughts. We'll wrap up the Firestone Freedom 100 when we come back.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Sonax, your complete premium brand of car care products. They are available at SonaxUSA.com. Sonax USA is pleased to partner with the Izod IndyCar Series for 2013 and sponsoring the Sonax Perfect Finish Award, a $50,000 prize to any team whose driver could win both races at IndyCar's doubleheader weekends in Detroit, Toronto, or Houston. For the best in car care products, go to SonaxUSA.com. Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing. The oxygen level, blood flow, I think, has returned to some level of normalcy here at 16th and Georgetown. What a finish. Four wide down the main straightaway. And Dave Wilson, I would have bought that at MotoGP. But no other form of racing where I would I have believed that we'd finish four wide. What a show.
Yeah, well, and a great call on your part there, too. But
Thank you.
And a great show by these drivers. You know, the thrill of Dempsey and the elation that he's feeling. You know, Kyle O'Gara, the disappointment there. You had it all here, the top to the bottom. Great battles all through the field. And I still can't believe that Carlos Munoz, who dominated this race and was leading the doggone thing all the way through four, finishes fourth, for crying out loud. That was just an amazing finish. A great show by these drivers.
That's racing, huh?
Yes, it is.
That's racing. Dave, thank you for everything. We'll see you on race day. Pippa, man, first of all, we'll say a great show put on by these drivers here today.
That was an incredible show, and I was expecting there to be some passing attempts on the last lap, and I thought Karam might have something for Munoz, but I did not expect that. When Gabby Chavez popped out and made it three wide, those three slowed themselves up so much trying to get three wide through turn three and turn four without rubbing wheels to each other that it allowed Peter to sneak right up on the outside and win the thing. I mean, what an incredible race.
Enjoy all the pomp and circumstance of tomorrow with the drivers' meeting and the parade. And as a member of the IMS Radio Network, you know that you're going to have a stable of broadcasters who are rooting for you. We're awfully proud of you, and congratulations to you. Good luck on race day.
Thank you very much.
That's our driver analyst, Pippa Mann. Headsets and scanners provided to the IMS Radio Network by Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics, your number one source for professional race communications worldwide. Today's Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100 has been brought to you in part by Firestone, the official tire of the IndyCar Series. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. By the Indy Racing Experience, the fastest seat in sports. By Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, changing the way the world takes temperatures. Available at your favorite local retailer. By Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. By Hinchman Racing Uniforms, nothing fits like a Hinchman. By Verizon Wireless, the official wireless supplier of the IndyCar Series. By Sonax, for the best in car care products, go to SonaxUSA.com. And by Chevrolet, find new roads. By Safety Clean, the official environmental service company of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. By Racing Electronics, your number one source for professional race communications worldwide. And by the American Dairy Association. Winners, like Peter Dempsey, drink milk. The network general manager is Wally Levitt. Master control operations by Paul Levitt and John Royer. The chief engineer is Rick Evans. Our bit producer today is Brian Livingston. RF operations by Norm Birnbaum. In the booth today, Pippa Mann and Dave Wilson. In the turns, Jerry Baker and Michael Young. And in the pits, Nick Yeoman and Katie Hargett. This is Mark James inviting you to join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500. This program is copyrighted by the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.